This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
I think Leicester have the advantage mainly because they have no other commitments to worry about.
And they have no pressure. They've got nothing to worry about.
Pressure will always build on an underdog team at the top.
They've proven what they set out to prove at the start of the year, which is that you can be the top of the league without spending a load of money.
Is that what they set out to prove? I thought they set out to prove that they weren't going to get relegated.
Well, that too, but Ranieri has said all that Leicester needed to prove was that you can be top of the league having not spent any money, and that's what they have proven, regardless of whether they set out to prove that or not. And so no one expects any more of Leicester. And yes, the Leicester players will start to believe at some point, but if Leicester come fourth, Champions League football, what Leicester fan is going to complain about that?
Do we all think Leicester are nailed on then for the title?
No.
For the title, no.
For the top four, yes.
I think they're virtually nailed on for the title at the moment.
Really?
With the fixtures, how they're laid out over the next few weeks. If they beat Watford today, I think there's a fantastic chance of them winning the title.
There's not a fantastic chance of them winning the league, but they have got to be more than 9 points clear heading into those final three fixtures.
I don't see a reason why they can't take 9 points out of those games. I mean, I know they're tough games.
Everton at home and Chelsea away in the final.
I think all three of those teams will be teams with absolutely nothing to play for going into the final three games.
I don't think United will be
within reach by that point.
I think they might even be in the top four given the way City keep playing, not including today obviously.
Providing they keep a fit squad, which I think we all agree is the key to their season. Providing they do that, I think there is a fantastic chance of them picking up at least 6 points from those three games. I think this is a long way away.
We've got to look at them now, and not dropping points in these next few fixtures.
There's no reason for them to not win the next 5-6 games, is there?
They drew 2-2 to an understrength, under par West Brom team. That's not the performance of champions. They did not play like a team that wanted to win the league.
But I agree,
results went their way on Wednesday, but the way they played, I'd actually be concerned. I don't even think they're nailed on for tonight, let alone for the title.
I mean, the next few games, they've got Watford away coming up in about 15 minutes. Newcastle at home next Monday. It's just the Monday game.
Yeah, that's the Monday kickoff.
You'd expect them to win, but Newcastle need all the points they can get. It's not going to be a walkover, although it probably is going to be a walkover.
The point Nick's making about the fact that they can't be champions and drop points in games like they did last week, I think you have to say, with Arsenal dropping points and Spurs putting a particularly poor performance in against West Ham, no one is claiming the title at the moment, and it could quite easily drift until the end of the season and Leicester finish top and keep going how it's going at the moment.
I think Tottenham will win the league.
I honestly couldn't predict who's going to win the league at this moment in time, but I'm going to hold off judgment until Spurs finish the double header against Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
If Arsenal had a striker, I'd say Arsenal would win the league.
I thought Welbeck was quite good today.
He's all right, but they don't have a killer instinct, proven goal scorer up front. Like, Welbeck's all right, but I still think Welbeck's a winger. Giroud is...
Who do you want Arsenal to sign? I mean, this is the argument...
Benzema.
And he'd blackmail half our squad.
Okay, regardless of any personal plight that he has.
I'd like Arsenal to do something. If I was an Arsenal fan.
There we go. There's the caveat.
What I really would want to see is a strong centre back. Obviously, you've got Koscielny, who's a fantastic player. I'd like to see a leader in that side today. You watched the game. I'm sure you watched it today, and you saw Gabriel shouting at all of the Arsenal players to get back in position.
I thought Gabriel was a better defender today than Mertesacker was. Mertesacker had a very good game.
Arsenal need some leaders in that team. I feel like Arsene Wenger as a manager can be faulted for being a little bit nice at sometimes. I think he needs a bit of grit, and I feel like in that midfield you've got Ramsey, you've got Ozil, and you've got Sanchez, and I feel like someone needs to really take control of the Arsenal midfield and say, hey, we really can't afford to lose this today. Losing this, it would be absolutely devastating
for our season.
How many players are there out there? How many players could you sign that bring that to a club instantly? I don't think that can happen.
You see, the thing is, this is the reason why I'm still looking at Leicester here. I mean, regardless as to what we're saying about other teams, Leicester, their core units of Kante, Drinkwater, Vardy, Mahrez, Morgan, Schmeichel,
Huth.
I think leaders. Yeah. A lot of them are leaders there.
Yeah, I think that I'd 100% agree. I'd say you look at that top three, and you see Arsenal, and I've just been faulting them for lack of real experience and winning mentality. And you look at Leicester, and I feel like where's Morgan as captain in that squad is not afraid to yell at anyone in that dressing room at half time and really put the boot in when the team aren't performing. And you look at players like Mertesacker, Ozil. In particular, I feel like watching those players play, you really get a feeling that at half time, they go in 1-0 down, they're not upset about it. And I think you watch players on pundits in the build up to the game today, and you see Ian Wright and Thierry Henry absolutely scared to death of Arsenal losing the game and really, really supporting their team through and through. And these are Arsenal players of old, when Arsenal used to win the title every year, are people that really cared about Arsenal winning the league.
Arsenal never used to win the title every year. I mean, I think what you're saying is more that Arsenal lack a bit of leadership.
I think they miss Jack Wilshere so much, because he's a huge Arsenal fan and he's desperate for his team to win, and without him on the pitch, okay, I feel there's no motivation.
That's a fair point. That is a fair point.
He's got a pretty boy up front.
But he is yeah. injured. Okay, so there's not much you can do about that. But you're right that you are right, but B, the point I was making backs that up. You can't sign someone so this, yeah, to replace.
But they just need a little bit of fire in that team. Like,
yeah, my response to that would be: you can't sign it. That's fine. If you think you can't find a player that come in that's a huge Arsenal man that will do that, you find a manager that will come in and instill that into the players. And I think Arsene Wenger is not the manager to do that.
I'm not getting into the Wenger in, Wenger out debate, mainly because I'm of the opinion that, as with most football managers, barring bringing someone in that would actually be able to do better than they're doing, so as in like McLaren probably needs to go, and Newcastle can maybe get out of this relegation battle. If you were to get rid of Wenger, especially now, some of the Arsenal fans want him out now, 9 games to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't advocate kicking him out now. What I would say is, if I was an Arsenal fan, within the last 18 months, I would be absolutely livid that you haven't got rid of Wenger and brought in someone like Jurgen Klopp, who will put that fire into the hearts of the into the players.
I'll make a bold claim. I think if Arsenal had signed Schweinsteiger and not United, I think Arsenal would have won the league.
And I think you're wrong. Because we wouldn't have signed El Nene and Schweinsteiger would still be injured.
Alright, he's injured, but he's a leader.
No, I just...
That's the sort of player, even if you're not signing him specifically. I would go back to my point. I think it is more... I agree with you, David, that it's difficult to sign a leader into a side and fit him straight in and then have everyone mould around him. I think that's quite a difficult thing to do. But I think what Alex Ferguson could do year after year is you could take a team of people that weren't experienced winners and mould them into that team that were terrified of going into half time and looking him in the face and being 1-0 down and didn't want to disappoint
him. Ferguson always had players that he brought up that he knew that he was essentially a father figure to. Up until Ferguson's... Did Giggs outlast Ferguson? Giggs played in the first season that Ferguson left, didn't he?
He played in Moyes' year, yeah.
Yeah, so Giggs outlasted Ferguson, as it were, towards the end. And as it started, Ferguson was nearly sacked. It took a last-minute equaliser in an FA Cup game, and he was looking at being sacked. So the idea that when you have players in the squad... Wilshere is a good example. I mean, I can't think of many players who exist who really you would think are as fans of a club, because by that logic, I mean, both Defoe, Van der Vaart and Harry Redknapp were all boyhood Arsenal fans and they played in that 4-4 draw at the Emirates. So I mean,
he's not saying that you need
people who love the club.
It's up to the manager to put it. It's not even being like, I really want to win today because I want to do it for my team. It's, I can't lose today because I'm terrified of going in at half time and seeing my manager absolutely yell at me. And I feel like Arsenal players have gone soft over the last 3 or 4 seasons, and I don't think Arsene Wenger has the ability to scare his team into winning games.
They used to.
I don't know
the difference was they used to have Vieira. who used to do that for him.
Yeah. Hmm. And I think when Arsene Wenger first came into the team, you have Tony Adams, you've got Patrick Vieira, you've got huge names.
Even Thierry Henry.
And you have that instilled winning mentality already there. So when he comes in, he adds the flair, he adds the technical ability, and I've never argued that Arsene Wenger is not a fantastic coach.
I think he is,
but I think now he hasn't got those players, I think it's time to bring someone in that can put that back into the Arsenal team.
Are you telling me that you with players like Cech, who won so much with Chelsea,
and Sanchez, who won so much with Barcelona,
yeah, and Ozil, who...
Yeah, but how much did Sanchez actually win at Barcelona? Or how much was he sat on the bench for?
No, he played for a lot of it. And even then, it was the last season there when he didn't play, and that's why he wanted to leave, or because they wanted to sign Suarez. In fact, yeah, he scored the goal that got them to the Champions League final that year, the year before he left. So... It's more the case that I think the thing with Arsenal is, who on earth, which manager is there in world football who is going to come to Arsenal after Wenger, given what happened to Moyes at United, and at a club who are sat there with potentially the four best teams in the Premier League, and I say potentially because I mean with the money and the squads that they have, it should be City, United, Chelsea and Liverpool.
It's not the same situation as United, though, because Wenger's not winning the title year after year.
No, that is true. So, but it's still a legacy, and it's still a style of football, and it's still a club.
I think you missed a trick with Klopp, I'll be honest.
I really do think, as an Arsenal fan, like if you really wanted to see that team progress and change, I think it was time for him to bow out 2 years ago.
I think that Liverpool... as ruthless as it was and as horrible as it was, and they didn't treat Brendan Rodgers at all well.
No.
Brendan Rodgers wasn't really doing anything wrong with that Liverpool side, but they were ruthless. They cut him. I don't expect Arsenal would have ever cut Arsene Wenger, but they maybe take him to the side, make the deal with Klopp, say, Arsene, look, you've had a good run, but now the time to step down.
The board doesn't care for that, because the board are happy to, and the fans for the most part are happy to get Champions League every year with, especially for the first few years at the Emirates, and what could only be described as an appalling team.
I would argue that this lack of ruthlessness that I would accuse Arsene Wenger of is something that comes from mentality from the top of the club down. I feel like the board at Arsenal run it as a business and aren't necessarily worried or ruthless enough in forcing Arsene Wenger to reap results from his team, and then that translates into the team, and that translates into the fans that get adjusted to year after year. Nothing's changing. Even if we protest, not people aren't going to get kicked out of the club because this is how it's run. And I feel like Arsenal fans are too accepting of this, and particularly this season. I think this is the last straw for Arsenal fans. I really do believe if you don't deliver the title this year, you need to find someone who can do it.
I mean, I don't know who in world football at this moment in time Arsenal can bring in.
Diego Simeone?
He's going to Chelsea, most likely.
Okay. I think it's Conte going to Chelsea. You've got Conte, Allegri, Simeone, all fantastic managers. Whether they would come to the Premier League or to Arsenal is another question.
But would they come to a club that isn't going to spend absurd amounts of money?
That's a good question. And I 100% agree that there is no point in changing a manager if you can't get a better replacement. That is a basic rule of football. And we've seen clubs over the years panic and fire managers and it go badly. And I'm 100% behind people that argue that this is the wrong time to fire Arsene Wenger. Give him the season, let him see what he can do to finish off.
I'm willing to even give it to the end of his contract next year and say give Arsenal a year to find another manager.
And you obviously won't like this, but I feel like this is a lack of ruthlessness and perhaps complacency that has been instilled in Arsenal fans by the board, who have given it to the manager, who've given it to the team, and then the fans are really accepting that they're not a team that are challenging for titles, where I really think they should be. And I think you've got to say these results aren't good enough, and you're attached to Arsene Wenger because of his legacy, and he's got a fantastic legacy. I would argue that if he doesn't deliver the title this year and Spurs do manage to win the league, his legacy will be tarnished.
I would also agree with that.
You keep saying that. The thing is, though, actually look at their running is not bad. They're not out of it. They're third place.
I mean, but there are only 9 games to go. If Leicester win this evening, it's not up to Arsenal's fixtures to win the league. Yeah, it's Arsenal, Leicester to lose it.
This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.